creative journey is not an easy one. We're here to help. The Lightning Rod is a safe space to talk about branding, marketing, business, and the creative industry. Today's host is Min Nguyen.
And we are back. Hello, my name is Min Nguyen, and you're listening to The Lightning Rod. So, as promised, I'm going to be talking about, in this episode, what it's like for me to be an art mentor to someone. In my last episode, I talked about what it was like for me to be mentored by someone who's a professional in the animation industry. Now, I'm going to be discussing at least my personal experiences with what it's like to mentor an emerging artist. So, for this episode, in the sake of it, I'm just going to be referring to him by the name Danny, and I love this guy with all my heart. So let's just dive right into it, and I'm just going to talk about how we first met, our relationship, and some things I've learned in this relationship on how to be a better art mentor to someone, and also some challenges I faced when answering some of his questions. So it's actually a really funny story on how I met Danny and the context of that time. When I first met him, it was my first year at graduate school, and he was a freshman in his undergraduate degree. So he was completely new to his art journey, fresh out of high school, and did not know how to use any digital tools whatsoever. But to be fair, I wasn't exactly that far ahead of him. As I've said many times in other episodes, I had just taught myself art in 1 year just to get ready to go to graduate school. So my skills were slightly better than him. I knew how to use digital media a little bit better, but that's really about it outside of like some compositional things like value, light, and color. But it started when he signed up to be part of Illustration Club that I was running at the time. He was one of the first people to sign up for it, and he immediately, just at the sign-up desk, he had so much enthusiasm for it. And when we had our very first club meeting, he was the first one to show up. He came early, 10 minutes early. And every single club meeting after that point, he showed up with so much joy and so much enthusiasm and just a keenness and a readiness to learn. That was the thing that I initially found just so infectious and admirable about him as a person. And we just started nerding out about comics and just talking about art. But then I think about like 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, he just texted me out of nowhere and asked for my opinion about something that he was working on. It was just a personal project. He was trying to do a bunch of sketches every day. And I noticed that his sketches were nice, but there were some clear anatomical issues that he was having with his drawings. So I gave him some of my advice, and I linked him a couple YouTube videos for him to watch. I don't know what I expected at that time. I don't know if I expected him to watch all those videos. To be fair, I sent him like about 5 or 6. But this is what's so fascinating, is that the next day, he actually bumped into me in the cafeteria, and he told me he watched all of the videos, and he did 10 more sketches to improve based on what those videos showed him. That was, wow, like immediately, that was amazing to me. It was a clear message that this guy, hey, this guy means business, okay? He is serious, and I think what was really flattering to me is that he took my input very seriously. That shows to me that he respects me, he respects my opinion, and he respects my time. That was really important. So I think about the following week or two after that incident, or not incident, that event, I should say, he had an assignment for his class. And Danny, he wanted to get my thoughts again on his art piece. So I gave him some of my feedback on some compositions and some value adjustments that he could do. Once again, he came back stronger and stronger and stronger. His work, there was a clear difference in the quality of it. And I'm not the only one who thought that. His teachers thought so. His friends thought so. And honestly, for me, it was really nice to see his growth, knowing that I was a part of that process. So over time, just gradually and naturally, there was no spoken agreement about it, but we just developed this friendship that was based off of movies and books, just like any other friendship. But he would also show me his art process along the way. And sometimes it got to the point where I would do demos for him and I would show him new techniques. I would literally record myself for like an hour talking about something that I learned and just doing a Photoshop demo for him that was catered to specifically the problems that he had. And it was around this point when it was so subconscious, and looking back only in retrospect, did I think to myself, you know, I want to be for this guy what I have always wanted for myself, is an art mentor. It was, like, again, like I said, such a subconscious thought. But I really thought that about myself, and I wanted to. At this point, I really wanted to be this guy's art mentor, because he's trying so damn hard, and God damn it, I just want to be a part of his growth if he's going to try this hard for me. So that really brings me to my first bit of advice, or the first lesson I've learned in mentoring someone, is that everyone's time is valuable. His time is valuable, and so is my time. And I'm giving him my time because he respects it, and vice versa. There's an effort that's being made. So that's something important that I really learned, is that I'm willing to give my time to somebody if they're willing to give their time to me, this mutual exchange of time. But also, this brings me to my second bit of advice, is that sometimes I've noticed in our journey together that sometimes growth is slow. My growth is slow and his growth is slow. But that doesn't matter. There's the effort. That's the thing I hone in on. I have heard people complain, for real, I've really heard this complaint, that their friends or people that they mentor are not growing, or they're learning too slowly, which I think is, I find that to be a ridiculous complaint. Because for me, and this is something I've learned when mentoring him, is I don't care about that. I care about the effort and the attempts that are being made, not the speed in which things are happening. It's not a race. It's never a race. And I don't ever think he isn't trying. I think that's a very toxic mentality, to assume that he's not trying. Learning takes time. And I recognize that he puts in the effort, which is why I want to mentor him. And I recognize effort and dedication in a person. And that, to me, means that they want to grow. So, now, that brings me to a different topic. Is another interesting thing I learned when I was mentoring Danny, is that he's not very interested in my market. He's not interested in the visual development world. So this brings me to the section where I talk about some challenges. So in my first episode, I talked about how my mentors are all in the animation industry. I have two major mentors, and both of them work in the animation field to some capacity. So it's very easy for me to talk to them about not only my art, not only my compositional issues, but I can talk to them about getting freelance work for visual development. I can talk to them about what it's like working in that entertainment market. But Danny is not interested in that world. He's more invested in the book illustration world. So we are in two totally separate fields. However, there's a lot of the same rules that apply. Things like composition, light, color, value in the illustrations are still obviously at play. However, I might not be the best person to help with specific questions involving things like printing or other factors in the book illustration world, okay? So that brings me to one of my first big struggles, is I don't have all the answers. I just don't. And sometimes I feel bad that I don't. I don't have what he needs. And I know a good bit involving some of his compositions. I know a lot about certain skills like that intersect with both of our industries. But hyper-specific questions about printing and the book market as a whole, I refer him to someone else. And also, I'm not the world's most knowledgeable person about animals or creatures, which is what he likes to draw. I tend to draw more people and more environments. So I have to recommend him, again, to someone else. And sometimes, this is the kicker here. This is the kicker. Sometimes, I don't personally care for this person as an individual, but I know that this person can answer Danny's question better than me. So I think that was one of the biggest struggles, is I had to swallow a lot of my pride, and I had to think really what was best for Danny, because genuinely I wanted to see him succeed. So at this point in the game, we're about a year into this kind of relationship, this friendship, and I had to put aside a lot of my personal feelings towards other artists in the industry that I don't care for. And I know, factually, certainly they feel the same way about me. And this seems like very normal advice. It seems like it's something that should not be said. It doesn't have to be said. But you will be so shocked when I tell you, frankly, I don't know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. There's a lot of cattiness in my industry. There's just a lot of really petty behavior. I feel like it's not just the illustration world. Obviously, there's cattiness exists in every area. But you would be so shocked how many people don't do this. And they won't recommend people based on personal beef that has nothing to do with the person as a professional or just their art. I do have personal issues with this artist that I recommend him to. We fell out and we're not on the best of terms, but I know their skill level and how much they could help Danny and how much they could help him on his journey. So at the end of the day, it's about his growth. And if it means he gets it from someone else, even if it's someone that I don't particularly care for, I will happily recommend them. I mean, obviously, okay, there are exceptions to this. In my specific case, it was a petty, non-art related, just a clashing personality issue. But it wasn't a big enough deal where I just said to him, hey, I don't care for this person, but that's my own personal business. I think that they're great. I think that they're a fantastic artist. I think that they're more than capable of helping you. And I encourage you to reach out to them. In fact, I still have their IG information. Here you go. But if I felt like this person was holistically maybe a bad influence or is unprofessional, that's a totally, totally different story. And I would never recommend that person to Danny. But in this case, it was just a personal bad history. So I think very critically about who I recommend and who I don't recommend. But there were some questions that he asked me that I never even thought about that, yeah, that person could answer better. So that brings me to something that I learned when I was mentoring Danny is, like I said, he asked a lot of questions that I didn't know anything about. So I've actually learned a lot when mentoring him, and that's really amazing. So this brings me to one of the greatest things about mentoring him is that I have to accept that I might not know all the answers, even though this person is looking up to me and they're looking to me for guidance. I have to learn with him, and I have to learn how to be patient with him. I have to learn how to be patient with myself. And you haven't failed. I haven't failed. That's something that we tell each other all the time. I know that my lighting could be better, and that's something that I love about our relationships, that it's become this relationship of a mutual encouragement. Like, we're each other's hype person. So now, at this point, 3 years into our friendship / mentorship, we will do this really cool thing where we'll challenge each other. We'll do the same master studies of the same illustrations on areas that we both struggle on. And that is so cool to me. It's really cool that we've kind of transitioned into that point in our relationship where he has caught up to me, and he's doing better than I have ever seen him do before. So that brings me to my final point of this episode, is that what if the person you mentor quote unquote outshines you? I don't like that phrase. Like, that's why I put heavy quotation marks on it, because you should be so honored. What an honor that you helped them to get to that point. What an absolute joy to witness that. I don't ever believe in the word or the phrase quote unquote outshines, which is why, again, I'm putting heavy quotes around it. His success is my own, or is his own. His success, he put in the time, he put in the effort to it, he put in the hours improving. That is a testament of his dedication and his skills. And I am lucky to have been someone in his life who guided him on that right track. And that is the attitude that we just have to have. It's so, so toxic to be petty and jealous and to be cruel to the person who puts that amount of trust in you, that amount of trust in your friendship, to then just go back and be petty behind their back saying, well, you know, he wouldn't have gotten there without me, or he would have, like, XYZ, like, he, like, no, that's really, and I, believe it or not, I hear that all the time. I hear that attitude, and no, you didn't put the pen in his hand and make him draw. He did that by himself. He's looking for you for guidance, but at the end of the day, he's putting in the effort himself. He has the dedication. He's putting in this for his own future. So his success is a beautiful thing, and it's lovely to me. I don't ever believe in that kind of jealousy. I don't ever believe in that. And just, I never believed in it walking into this mentorship, but now that I'm 3 years into it, I not only don't believe in it, I will actively fight against that toxic mentality. And every step of the way, whenever he wins an award, I will share it on my stories immediately. Whenever he is out here submitting his art to contest, I will always share his art and be like, hey, please vote for my friend. Please vote for him. We support each other. We're each other's hype person. And he does the same for me. It just builds more of that trust and more of that love in our relationship. So those are the big things I've learned when I was mentoring him. And honestly, I think our friendship is probably one of the best relationships I've had at my time in graduate school, because it's a very unique friendship in that it was formed both professionally and on a basic friend level, like we have things in common level. So I know factually that this relationship will continue well on when we're both in our professional careers, but I think it's been one of the most rewarding experiences I've ever had at school is mentoring him. It's equally as valuable to me, if not more valuable, than my mentor relationships with the people who mentor me. So that is my big takeaway from this episode. I hope that this has been just a fun, cute, lighthearted episode on what it's like to mentor somebody. I know we went a little over time, but I can just talk on and on about Danny. Anyways, y'all, that is the end of this episode, and I'm Min Nguyen. And I am signing out.
Did you know that we have an entire content library for you to learn from? Check out our website for more information. Thanks for tuning in today. The Lightning Rod is powered by the creative folks.